Musik Refuge from Satan the Cursed and the name of Allah the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, about the subject of martyrdom, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Martyrdom for divine purpose is not something that can be evaluated by simple material criterions or worldly measurements." This sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi reflects the significance of the purpose of martyrdom. The concept of martyrdom or shahada in Islam can only be understood in the light of the Islamic concept of holy struggle or jihad, and the concept of jihad may only be appreciated if the concept of the doctrine of enjoying right and discovering wrong, that is al-amr bil-ma'ruf and nahi al-munkar, is properly appreciated, and good and bad, right and wrong, can only be understood if the independent divine source of righteousness, truth and goodness or tawheed, and how the message of divine source of righteousness and truth has been honestly and properly conveyed to humanity through prophethood are understood. So the divine message may not be fully appreciated unless the embodiment of this divine message or the model of guidance and the supreme paradigm or imama or uswa is properly recognized. This means that being prepared to die or martyrdom in the course of submission. So the concepts of martyrdom, like all other Islamic concepts, can be fully and wholly appreciated only in the light of the Islamic doctrine of Tawheed, or the absolute unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and full submission to His will and command.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
Martyrdom is not the monopoly of Islam. Islam introduces its own concepts of martyrdom, and Islamic concepts should be explained within the framework of Islam and not by Muslims or by non-Muslims. In the light of non-Islamic concepts such as guilt and suffering, no, it is not that way. The true faith is united with righteous living in Islam, and there is unity of belief and practice in Islam. A comprehensive guidance, therefore, involves leading in thought, words, and behavior. The guide should therefore practice what he preaches, and should himself be supreme incarnation and a perfect embodiment of the message he spreads. He should be a paradigm, a model, and a model maker. And Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh just aptly describes the necessity of proper and divine intention behind martyrdom. Okay, well, dear listeners, that was the time we had for this episode of Spring of the Truth. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about martyrdom once more. He said, "Martyrdom for divine purpose is not something that can be evaluated by simple material criterions or worldly measurements." Thank you very much for listening to us. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.